I understand that this week is celebrating the 10th anniversary of the first anniversary. You know, as raging inflation at this time. Yeah. The first anniversary of Start the Day the Torah Way. And I wanted to try and share a machshava this morning from the parasha, which is also connected to Chanukah as well, which will perhaps give a further chizuk to this wonderful initiative. The parasha tells us, "Vayivose Yaakov levadei, vayoved ish imay ad alois hashochar." Yaakov remained by himself, and Rashi tells us from a Gemara in Chulin, "Shochach pachin ketanim." He forgot some small containers. "V'chozla aleim," he went back for them. The Gemara in Chulin, Rashi doesn't quote it in full, but he says, "Mikan." From here we learn out, "Shetadikim mamonim chozla aleim yosem gufam." For righteous people, their material wealth means more to them even than their physical safety. And the Gemara says something there which is a little bit difficult to understand, and the Mephoshim talk about it. She'ein poshtin yedein begezel. Because they don't allow themselves to have any connection to ill-gotten gains, to stolen property. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher wonders, what's the significance of the end of the Maimon Chazal, She'ein poshtin yedein begezel? And he explains that the inyan is that the tzaddik who understands that everything that comes his way comes b'hachroza, b'hashkochas Hashem, understands therefore the value of every material detail that one amasses during the course of a life, and therefore choz aleihem, it wasn't worthwhile, it wasn't possible for him to think, ah, these small pachim ketanim don't really matter. But there's something more that we see from this whole struggle. The Vayivose Yaakov Levadai is connected to Yaakov Avinu's ascent from the Shem Yaakov to the Shem Yisrael, Ki Sorisa Im Elikim V'im Anoshim V'atuchol. The Chasam Sefer in Teres Meisha says a remarkable idea. He says that if you look at the you look at the gematria of Yisrael, 541. He says Yaakov's midah is emes, which is 441. He says the gematria of pach is 100, is 541. Shochach pachin ketanim. Yaakov Avinu went back across the Ma'avi Yabek in order Dafka to ascend to the Madrega of Yisrael by being Mitzaref, the Inyan of Pach, to the Inyan of Emes. He says, what's even more interesting is that the Sarah Shel Esav came to be Mevalbel, but what did he do? He was Vateka Bechaf Yerech Yaakov. He tried to be Mevalbel the Pach into the Kaf. And that was the way in which he tried to deny Yaakov Avinu the opportunity of ascending to the Madriga of Yisrael. There's a third element, though, that we have to look at here. We understand why Yaakov Avinu remained by Yivosei Yaakov Levadai on the one hand. He went back for the Pachim Ketanim, Mamonim Chov Baleim Yosem Gufam, because this is a Matna Selekim, Ein Poshtin Yedein Begezel. We understand that what he was, his kavona in going back, what was necessary was that sometimes in life it's the small details that make the difference to ascend to the Malas Yisrael. But the third, perhaps most perplexing element is that we find that through the Aliyah to the Shem Yisrael, that all the Mesiras Nefesh that Yaakov Avinu puts in to ascending to Madrigas Yisrael leaves him at the end of the day limping with Tzilei Al Yerechai, with a chisoron. So he's become Yisrael, but there's been a pain which has an everlasting impression. There are two things that I thought of by way of Maaser Rav when preparing this Mahalach for today. Number one is that a year or two ago, many of the Rabbonim in the United States today have professional in-service training days, where we look at various inyonim al-pi chazal, but also at the acquisition of a professional skills base, which may not be in depth, but certainly gives one an understanding of issues which are critical to people's lives. A year or two ago, we did some sessions with someone called Professor Alan Zimbler, who's one of the directors of Investec Bank in the city, and has a particular expertise which he developed while he was in South Africa in crisis intervention. When you find people who are in a situation of trauma, his main yesod, I mean it's a bit more than this in detail, but his main yesod is that rather than the sometimes natural human instinct, and I have to say particularly British reaction, which is to put a lid on the emotions, stiff upper lip and ignore it, what's critical to a person's medium to long term recovery from trauma and crisis is to be able to properly emote, to express the emotions. Rather than saying to the person, don't say anything, let the person have the opportunity. We're not talking here about what the person says, we're talking just about the emotional release. One of the things that we see from the lifetime of the Ovos and the Imois is, as the Ramban says early on, Legabi Avraham Avinu, it's nisoyon acha nisoyon, gidulin acha gidulin. Test after test, growth after growth. But one of the preconditions of being tested is that even if you emerge winning the war in terms of the test, there's not a guarantee that you will emerge unscathed from every battle. In fact, I once heard, it was also at a rabbinical conference, Rabbi Avraham Gurovich, leader Gates of Rosh Yeshiva, came and spoke to the wider community, Rabbonim, a number of years ago, and he spoke on the capital Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, which of course is very much connected to Chanukah as well. He said, when you think about it, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, David HaMelech was looking forward so much to the opportunity of being Mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. So much so that not only did he make many of the theoretical hachonas, not only did he show himself willing and desirous of building a Beis HaMikdash, but he even prepared the capital Tehillim for the Chanukah Sabbath. Aramimcha Hashem, where have we gone? Kidini Soni. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you drew me up. He goes on to express various machshavas about how low he felt at various times. Lo simachto evayli. So Avraham asks the kasha, what's it mean? Lo simachto evayli. You're talking at the time of Chanukah Sabayis. You walk in and you see the Beis Hamikdash in all its glory. Surely the emotion of that particular moment should just be one of pure dancing and simcha, and all of the pain and sorrows of the past fades into insignificance. Said Rav Avraham, the person who is zeicha with their lifetime's work to build the Beis HaMikdash understands also the nisyonos and the pain which leads ultimately to the realization of the dream. And therefore, at the moment of the simcha, it's inevitable that Koruch, bound up with that construction, is an understanding of the pain. Just like Rashi says, when Moshe Rabbeinu chavuz over with Klal Yisrael about all the different masos they went through in the Midbar, and he refers to me, he says, Rashi says, the moshel of a young child, the father says to the child, here's where we didn't feel so well, here's where we rested. That's part of life's experience. And we see that to be zeicha to shame Yisrael, there is an element of pain which is bound up with it. Sometimes we have greater understanding, sometimes we have lesser understanding. But the person who is not willing to understand that pain itself is a source of growth is the person who will be unable to grow. Says, I think it's the Chasam Sofer, I was looking it up before the Shia, couldn't actually find it, But it's zicher either chasm sofer. One of the mafarshim says on the pasuk in Tehillim, Eidcho Hashem, we give shlach v'edo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki inisoni. So he says it's not just pshat that I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's answered me, but the Lashon of Aniya is connected with the Lashon of Inui, that the person feels that they appreciate, even they're able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now I understand. That pain which I experienced was actually a necessary prompt and source of growth. Doesn't sound too positive, this, does it? You want a bit more upbeat to celebrate. We'll come, don't worry, we'll come to complete the circle in a minute. But I want to tell you why I give this as a little bit of a hakdama. Professor Zimbler challenged us, and we probably were as puzzled as you are at this particular moment. He didn't give these hakdamas that I've given to you this morning. But he challenged us to think about the most difficult situation we'd ever encountered pastorally in helping to support someone through a difficult situation. That's to write that down on a piece of paper. Then he asked us to identify the good things in that situation. And actually you turn around and you think to yourself about the most miserable, painful experience, and to start saying that there's something good in it is just an impossibility, lichura at first sight. And then one begins to understand that where the person has taken that experience, not that we look for those experiences as an ideal, but we understand it to be a precondition of Olam Hazeh. On that basis, you look at various circumstances in life and you say, Ribbono Shelem, so many years on, if I had not had that experience, I wouldn't be the person I am today. It doesn't mean I enjoyed it at the time. It doesn't mean that offered the opportunity, that's how I would have chosen to get from point A to point B in my life. But I do understand, Ribbono Shelem, that there are questions that this leaves me absolutely puzzled and confused about. But I do understand I've got to where I am today as a result of the way in which you've led me. And that's the way in which David HaMelech says about Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, the Zomit of the time of Chanukah Sabayis, to understand that Ribbono Shel Olam, those were necessary stopping points on my journey through life to become the person that I am today. L'toivah, for the good. I have a classmate from going back to my days in Hasmonean called Steve Bloomberg. Many of you may remember him, may know him. In the summer, a few years back, Steve and his late wife, Tachia Hashem Yunkum Damehar, were victims of a terrorist drive-by shooting, which Nebuch left Tachia dead, left Steve in a wheelchair, and his then 14-year-old daughter, Tzipi, also wheelchair-bound. Last year, Steve was voted the top employee of the particular branch of Israel air defense industries for which he worked. After a very painful and difficult period of recuperation, he rebuilt his shattered life. He's since remarried. He also managed to become as mobile and independent as possible. Doesn't work the same hours as previously. This year, he's been voted the top employee across the whole of the Israel defense industry by over 16,000 fellow employees. I just cite that as an example of nisoyen acha nisoyen gidulin acha gidulin. No one would ever say lechatchila that's a path they would choose. But there is a madrega, which is the Madrega of Yisrael, which is Shochach Pachim Ketanim V'choza Aleim. Hagam, the Sakona, is very great, Vayivosu Yaakov Levadai. But the Madrega Yisrael, which he knows he has to be Masik, even at the point of Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, is something which Yaakov Vina does. Says the Medrash, something on this Nekud, on this Mahalach, which takes us even further. The Medrash says, based on the Pasuk in Vezveis HaBrocha, just before Shishi, Ein kokeil yeshurun. There is no one like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshurun, Reichiv Shemayim Bezrecha. So Rabbi Rachi B'Shem of Yehuda B'Rab Simon Omar, that he touched the Pasuk, he explained the Pasuk, he can be broken up. Ein kokeil, there's no one like the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the Hemshech Yeshurun, which is a name for Klal Yisrael? Umi kokeil, who then is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshurun? Yeshurun. Within Klal Yisrael, there is a Madrega, which is Mashveh after the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hanoim v'hamushubochim shebochem. The most pleasant and praiseworthy from amongst you, from Klal Yisrael. Atamitzi kol ma she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu osid la'asis le'osid lavei. You find whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do in the future, hikdim v'osa le'edei atzadikim ba'olam hazeh. He establishes the template in Olam Hazeh. He prepares ahead through the tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechayes amisim ve'eliyahu mechayes amisim. If there had not been what the Medrash seems to be saying, an hoga which Eliyahu Hanavi showed of mesiras nefesh to be mechayes amisim, then there wouldn't be a template established eventually for tchiyas amisim, bizman haMashiach sheyavo b'mehirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oitzeh geshomim, Eliyahu oitzeh geshomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped the rains, Eliyahu stopped the rains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevoyach es hamuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a brocha into a small amount, Eliyahu mevoyach es hamuot. And so the Medrash continues with various other forms of examples. He says, Rabbi Rachi concludes this b'shem Rav Simon Omar, Ein kalkei lomi kalkei Yishun Yisrael Saba. From Yaakov Avinu begins this mahalach. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu ksiv by the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'nizkav Hashem levadoi. There's a Madrega of Levado we find by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Af Yaakov vayivotze Yaakov Levado. So where do we get? How do we move forward from that daunting, awesome prospect of every individual having a responsibility like that of Yaakov Avinu to face up to a destiny through which we may have to emote about the most tragic and difficult of circumstances, and to emerge nonetheless with Madrigas Yisrael? The Apostle tells us, Lune Sirosho Sha'ashuri Ozovati V'oni. I think that that Apostle has an application and an implication from a Gemara which tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Gemara in Sukkah, Gemara in Kiddushin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Borosi Yetzara. And the element of the Yetzirah is not just Poshut that we think it's just a taiva. Borosi Yetzirah, the Yetzirah in his broadest aspect, his malocha is to be an anti-force, or a force, a counter-force, to us realizing our potential, to the realization of potential. That's the role of the Yetzirah. Borosi Yetzirah, Borosi Leitzera Tavlin. The Tavlin of the Torah is not only to be able to overcome the direct attack of the Yetzirah, but more indirectly, when we find ourselves confronted with confusion. And remember, there's an Al-Chet that we say on Yom Kippur, just simply on the Nekudah, Al-Chet Shechotzon Lefanecho B'Simayin Leivov. Simayin Leivov is confusion. A person just doesn't seem to be able to find a focus, a shape, a structure, a purpose to their life. Lulei seiroscha sha'ashuri ozobat ivoni. That's where I come to the Nekudah of start the day the Torah away, and the Indian of being able to find a positive, to chart a positive course forwards through the vagaries, through the changing rhythms and circumstances, fluctuating circumstances of life. What's the main Nekudah of Chanukah? The main Nekudah of Chanukah is not just Chanukah Samizbeach, and of course a Chizuk of Torah because of the Nes Chanukah being associated with Torah Shabbat there. Chanukah is about Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh of the Chashmonaim who fought the battle, the Mesiras Nefesh of the Kohanim who come into the Beis HaMikdash, and even though they find the Pach Shemen, which by the way there's a Maimah Chazal which links the shochach pachim ketanim to the pach shemen which was found at the time of Chanukah as well. The mesirus nefesh of Chanukah is explained as being rooted in the ability of a human being to engender nisim through mesirus nefesh to the ultimate extent of that which we can achieve. We're zeicha to nisim in a way in which the Ribbono Shelem sees that we have risen to the challenges, just like the Medrash says, that the template is established for the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the world through our own mesirus nefesh. That's part of the kriach of Bechira, that's part of the bracha and the challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into our lives. There's a beautiful vault of the Kedushas Levi when it comes to Chanukah. And he says this on the bracha, within the context of the bracha of Moedim. In the bracha of Moedim, we give Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Nisecho Shebechol Yom Imanu, Va'al Nifloisecho V'tzivisecho Shebechol Eis Erev V'vete V'tzaroi. The kasha is, what are the two different hamhogas? Nisecho Shebechol Yom Imanu, Nifloisecho V'tzivisecho Shebechol Eis Erev V'vete V'tzaroi. So the Kedushas Levi explains as follows. He says, Nisecho Shebechol Yom Imanu, are nisim which come about as a result of an isarusa tilatata. Our efforts, nisecho, those nisim that we're zeicha to come, shebechol yom every day, imonu, as a result of our mesirus nefesh. The nes Chanukah comes about because the chashmalim do whatever they can to physically vanquish the Syrian Greeks, and when they come into Beit HaMikdash and find they've only got an eighth of the oil that's necessary, no, we'll do what we're able to do, and we'll be madlik the nearest, we've done whatever we can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlin the rest. But the human being can't cheat on the Ribbono Shelem. We can't say to the Ribbono Shelem, oh, I've done everything I can, now please do the rest for me. It doesn't work that way. You've got to genuinely have done the full amount, to the extent of Yaakovini being zeicha to Yisrael, even at the cost of Bateka Kaferich Yaakov. Then there's Nitlei Secho V'Tzevi Secho Shemachol Eis Erev Veke V'Tzorim. Zog the Kedushas Levi, what's the inyan of Nitlei Secho V'Tzevi Secho Shemachol Eis Erev Veke V'Tzorim? Shema, the human being, will begin to think to themselves, aha, you know what? Ke'ilu, Kavayochol, the Ribbono Shelem couldn't manage without us. The button to create every nace is imonu, is within our hands. Continues the tefillah to say, by the way, we should know that the nisim are b'chol yom, daily there were nisim imonu as a result of our efforts. But niflo isecho v'tov isecho, the niflo is Hashem, the tov is Hashem, are b'chol eis, erev b'veke v'tzoroyim. Infinitely more than the koyach that we put into the bria, tashtetach, is the koyach that the Ribbono Shelem actually puts into us. And that's what Nes Chanukah is about. Recognizing that through the Isarusa de Lefato we release certain energies which bring Nisim Imonu, but Nisrei Secho V'Tzevi Secho Shevachol Eis, that we have to give Lehoidus to the Halel, is far more than the Nisim which come just as a result of our actions. I'll conclude with a little bit of a Maaseh Rav that occurred to me last, that literally happened to me last night, and I just thought about it, it's an irony. Sometimes we do understand and can lend meaning to things, sometimes we can't. I must tell you that in terms of explaining tragic occurrences, particularly to people who don't necessarily have a huge base of natural emunah and worked on hiskashrus with the Ribbono Shelem. So there's a story which I read actually many years ago about a Rav who went through the Holocaust. In the course of the Holocaust, he lost his wife and all his children. He arrived in America, olam b'chayis hakol, with nothing. After the war, he remarried, had children, built a kehillah, and was very successful. Towards the end of his life, one of his balabatim asked him after davening one day, Rebbe, you always seem to have a smile on your face. You always seem to be happy. You always seem to be
focused, confident, secure, don't you have kashas for the Ribbono Shel'olam? All you saw in the war years, don't you have kashas? And Rav answered in a very interesting way. He said, yeah, he said, I've got tremendous questions for the Ribbono Shel'olam. Ooh, have I got kashas for the Ribbono Shel'olam? He says, an imam in Bemuna Shlema, the Ribbono Shel'olam's got an answer for every single one of them. The perfect answer for every one of them. I believe that absolutely. I do understand, he said, that here in this world, in Elam Hazeh, I'll never find the answers. He said, so I've made my peace by understanding the vial. It's better to be here with the questions than there with the answers. It's very, very helpful mahalach, I find sometimes. And I found that sometimes, particularly people who challenge one from a position without emunah, that's a way of coping that very few people can argue with. I want to tell you a little story that happened to me last night. A gentleman I know, known for many years, lives in a council flat somewhere a little bit out of the area. He's a member of our shul. Life's not been easy for him in many, many ways. And my wife and I have tried to help him in different ways over the years. A friend of his came into Maariv last night and told me he's very ill in the Whittington Hospital. Okay, so I managed, last night, a little bit later on, went out to the hospital to see him. It wasn't so good, davened a bit with him, etc., left a card, whatever. Then, have to find my way back to the car. Find my way back to the car, then I realize, oh, got to pay for the parking ticket. Now, if you've been to the Whittington Hospital recently, it's a bit of a business to find your way around. Sort of, you know, a little bit later at night, corridors are pretty empty. Try and find something, where is the parking machine? You ever heard of this? Huge hospital, modern, wonderful, etc. One machine for all the parking tickets in the whole complex. Okay, go, and someone tells me, upper floor, down the floor, lift round this area, etc., etc., etc. So, met three different members of staff. Finally, eventually, literally, whatever it took, go to the machine, put the ticket in the machine, and look across the machine and says, no fee payable. I just burst out laughing at that particular moment. You know, I wanted to sort of find the head of the National Health Trust. Three different members of staff. Nobody tells you you don't need to pay at this particular time of night. No one says don't worry about it. No one says just go to the barrier, I think it's okay at this time. No, you go round. So, do I understand what the meaning of it is? No. But it brought a smile to my lips last night. Brought a smile to you at my expense this morning. It's late. It's worth it. Happy Hanukkah, and may Chayil El Chayil start the day the better way.